Fellow Freedom fans, David Alan Carmichael here. You are listening to a very important previously broadcast Faith and Freedom show. Stand by, listen up, take notes. Fellow Freedom fans, David Alan Carmichael. I'm going to be in roaming around town, hopefully, the first week of November. I'm going to have, hopefully, also, I'll have a guest explaining why I'll be roaming around town the first week of November. I don't know what the schedule's going to hold yet. If you have got a desire to, I don't know whether you want to or not, but if you would want me to come broadcast from your location on remote, you can contact us at Freedom Eagle 104, that's Freedom Eagle 104, at Verizon.net. And very well may be possible for me in the first week of November to come by and we can do some kind of event broadcasting from your location. Whether you want to get a group together and heckle and have a debate over the issues of the day, no matter what your viewpoint, if you are from the socialist realm and you're willing to have a friendly debate, even if you're willing to have an unfriendly debate, I would love that. I would enjoy it. And of course, I will try to be as friendly as possible. It's short of allowing you to beat me up. Okay. You might find out that I end up executing wrath if you get violent or something like that. But I also might just take and turn the other cheek. It depends on just the time of day, I guess. Who knows? But you can give me a call, and you can set something up. You can call our toll-free line anytime. That's 888-850-1872, 888-850-1USA, 888-850-1872 at any time and set something up. We'd love to really accommodate you. And our goal is to set up an opportunity, a venue to discuss these issues in such a way that isn't necessarily popularly correct these days. It is very popular to strike down the notion of bringing a perspective of religion, especially Christian religion, on the issues or topics of the day. It's very popular right now to exclude that. And that's part of the reason why I'm doing this. Besides, I do have a religious reason. I've read the Bible, and Jesus said to go teach people all the things that he has commanded us. So that's what I try to do. I squeak it in. So I talk about things that kind of provoke things, provoke thought, and then eventually we get down to a point where I try to get the substance related to the issue of the day. I'm going to go to an article. It's called, New York Times Environment Reporter Floats an Idea. Give carbon credits to couples that limit themselves to one child. Now, this guy might think it's my plan. He might say, my plan is to give carbon credits to couples that limit themselves to one child. Actually, it is my plan. It's evil Dr. Mai from the Chaos Organization. Because I've seen the same statement in Australia a few months ago. In fact, I reported it here. We talked about it here on the Liberty Works Radio Network on my show, on the Faith and Freedom Show. There was somebody else. There was somebody who's putting out the same speech in Australia months ago. I think they tested other places before they bring it here. But so it's evil Dr. Mai has a plan. And then there's people all over the globe explaining how it's my plan is to do the following thing. Let's see what it says. Andrew Revkin, who reports on environmental issues for New York Times, floated an idea last week in his neighborhood for combating global warming. Give carbon credits to couples that limit themselves to having one child. Revkin later told CNSNews.com that he was not endorsing the idea. Huh? Yeah, right. He's just introducing the propaganda. Just trying to provoke some thinking on the topic. Revkin participated via web camera on October 14 panel discussion on covering climate. What's population got to do with it? Whoa. What's population got to do with it? Yeah, that was held at the Woodrow Wilson Center in Washington, D.C. The other participants on the panel were Dennis Dimmick, executive editor of National Geographic, and Emily Douglas, web editor for The Nation magazine. There's a lot going on right now, folks, which is that is boldly becoming a ministry of propaganda. A ministry of propaganda is now... We're starting to see it rear its head in, let's say, boldness these days, where there's some comments discussing what the media should be doing, not just using advertising time to sell particular ideas, political ideas and things like that, but to have the media itself be a voice to further the current administration's ideals. And what they are global socialist, a global socialist state ideals. And what I'm going to do is, after I read this article, we're going to come back in the next segment. I'm going to go again to the Socialist Party USA's website. We're going to read some things that the Socialist Party believes. And I said to a guest the other day that the Democratic Party is the instrument, the current instrument, the mechanism, the venue, the mechanism to further the Socialist Party, not just USA, but the global socialist agenda. Now you say, well, that's just one political viewpoint, isn't it? The socialist viewpoint. It is a totalitarian state that is global. It's kind of a weird mix of kind of worshiping the earth, kind of worshiping the nature. Man is itself, man is not just inherently a fallen, but that man himself is an evil influence on everything, on nature, and that man, through the power of the state, will redeem himself by creating a statist system that will equalize everything, will elevate nature in opposition to man, will de-elevate man, and will basically disempower those who have been successful on earth, and to level the playing field, basically diminish man's footprint, so to speak. So I'm using a lot of big words, but that's sort of what's going on. It is a anti-Christ movement. It is an anti-Christ spirit. And you say, I'm a nut, but my number here is 888-850-1872. Notice it's 10 digits, not 9. 888-850-1872. And it's a number that we can change given a moment's notice on a phone call, 888-850-1872. What's population got to do with it? At the event, Revkin said, well, some of the people have recently proposed, well, should there be carbon credits for a family planning program in Africa, let's say? Yes, let's make the Africans be a diminished race. Wouldn't that be happy? That seems that's what they're implying, isn't it? Should there be carbon credits for a family planning program in Africa, let's say? Should that be monetized? Look at that. Decrease in family is now being monetized. Should that be monetized as part of something that, you know, if you can measurably somehow divert fertility rates, say toward an accelerating decline in a place with high fertility rates, shouldn't there be a carbon value to that? Because people have a carbon footprint. When you suck in oxygen, you give out carbon dioxide. Of course, it's a fertilizer to the plants that will make a greener earth around you. That's a whole different thing. And I have even proposed recently, this person says, Mr. Revkin, I can't remember if it's in the blog, but just think about this. Should probably the single most concrete and substantive thing in America, young American, could do to lower our carbon footprint is not turning off the lights or driving a Prius. It's having fewer kids, having fewer children. Now, we've said that here on the show. What a wonderful world. We could. It's kind of the, we are entering the age of Aquarius, and we can see the evidence of it with the proliferation and expanding of the influence and power and association with the current government tax collectors with the Planned Parenthood crowd and folks that would advance pornography and illicit behaviors, especially those that do not procreate, where you can get gratification without procreation. What a wonderful world it would be. So there should be, Mr. Revkin says. Eventually, you should get credit if you're going to become carbon-centric. Oh, so you're carbon-centric now. For having a one-child family when you could have two or three. And obviously, it's just a thought experiment, but it raises some interesting questions about all this. Now, is it, Mr. This is a question I'm posing to myself. Is it really evil Dr. Mai of the Chaos Organization who's coming up with these ideas and having different people around the globe mention them? Just as I said, that this same kind of article was written in Australia a couple of months ago. We brought it up here on the show, but this guy thinks it's his idea. Hey, maybe there is some strange, unmeasurable, supernatural influence that is whispering in people's ears about this idea. I don't know. That's something we could never say. We could never really say. We could, you know, have goofy conjecture about it one way or the other. But this is what's really going on in America and across the globe. Mr. Revkin said when CNSNews.com followed up with some questions, Mr. Revkin, I wasn't endorsing any of this, simply laying out the math and noting the reality that if one were serious about the problem, climate intersection, it'd be hard to avoid asking hard questions about USA population growth. What a world, huh? By raising the notion of carbon credits for, say, single American families, he continued, I was aiming to provoke some thinking about the brunt of emissions are still coming from on a per capita basis. Now, what I'm going to do, I'm going to start my own revolution. I'm going to teach people to have children, to stay monogamous in a covenant marriage and have lots of children and take over the earth. Now, these guys are going to be great. They think they're going to decrease the carbon units and all this kind of stuff. And you know what? They're going to kill off their posterity. And lunatics like me are going to take over the earth. Hopefully it'll last long enough for them. But I wonder what's going to happen. I wonder what powers of the sword are going to come against lunatics like me over the next few years who are teaching their children this kind of mentality. Hey, do you want, and this is something that I'm going to say, and 20 years from now, I'm going to be able to say, point to you, and the scientists are all going to agree with me, Mr. Carmichael is right. If you will increase your CO2, you're going to have a greener earth. Yes, it's going to be warmer. There's going to be more moisture in the atmosphere. It's going to protect you from solar radiation. It's going to have a healthier world. Basically, will sustain the humans that are here more. And with more humans and great innovation, we're going to be able to even sustain more humans than you ever thought. Hopefully, you'll come to your senses and we can dispel and inoculate the planet to this dimension of this pandemic of dementia that's sweeping the globe. Now, I'm David Alan Carmichael. I said I wanted to be less provocative and less taunting and less cynical. It's just frustrating me. When I read this kind of stuff, I'm thinking, yeah, people are loopy. Mr. Revkin, blessed his heart. In a September 19, 2000 blog entry, are condoms the ultimate green technology, Revkin says. And he cited a study by the London School of Economics that highlighted having fewer children as a solution to diminishing our carbon footprint. See, Mr. Revkin is reading somebody else's stuff, and he's getting some celebrations for putting it on a blog two months after I did. For more children equal more carbon dioxide emission, blog Revkin. Now, I will tell you that we went back. Remember when Hillary Clinton, the Secretary of State, went to India, and she was in disagreement with India. And then somebody mentioned to her about CO2, and look how more people equates to more CO2. And she goes, aha, at that meeting in India. We need to look at the population increase as a mechanism to decrease CO2 over the earth. Folks, there's a pandemic of dementia sweeping the globe. America has succumbed to it, is succumbing to it. America's going insane. There's hope, though. I think the inoculation, the vaccination, the way to set people free from this pandemic of dementia is to speak the truth. Are you ready to be a participant in helping out this organization? Did you guys know that liberty works? It's going to help. So I encourage you to consider joining Liberty Works Radio Network. And we're going to take a break here shortly. We're going to come back. I'm going to talk a little bit more about this idea about eliminating people so that we can take care of a CO2. We're going to solve our CO2 problem by eliminating people. I don't understand this. Somebody's going to have to explain to me this. I don't get it. I really don't get it. So if you hear me ranting and raving, you disagree with me, you better give me a call, 888-850-1872, and explain this to me, because I just think it's nuts. Okay, tune in to our website, faithfreedoms.org, and we shall return.